It feels good to be able to say alleluia again, right? It was like the forbidden word. You got in trouble. You got embarrassed if you said it. And that, more than anything else, sums up the message of Easter to me. Easter is about us having permission to experience joy. Now, it might seem like joy is something that we don't need permission for, right? It's just something that we think we can have. But if we look around, if you look around at the story that the world is telling us, you know, if we turn on the news, if you look at your to-do list, if you look at all the bad news that we seem to be bombarded with, I don't think we hear a lot of joy, right? I mean, maybe, yeah, we get chances to be happy, right? But life has a really good way, when we're happy, of reminding us about how life is serious, right? We look and see we got deadlines, we got bills to pay, we got to-do lists, we have illnesses, we have crises. There's all kinds of things that can interrupt us if we're trying to be happy. And we might see happiness as a way to escape from all of that stuff, right? But joy is something entirely different than happiness. Joy isn't something that depends on our mental state. It's not something that depends on our bank account. It's not something that depends on whether we're even keeping our heads above water or not. Joy doesn't ask whether we deserve it. Joy doesn't ask whether we've measured up or lived up to somebody else's standards or even our own standards. Joy is a pure gift of grace because it comes not as a result of our circumstances, but in spite of any circumstances. Joy isn't something that depends on the absence of pain or the absence of difficulty. Joy is something that persists in the midst of pain, in the midst of difficulty, because joy has a power that's even greater than death itself. It's a power that can be difficult to recognize. We heard that story, you know, about Mary in John's Gospel that I was talking to the kids about. She was so full of grief in what she was experiencing that she couldn't even recognize Jesus right in front of her. She didn't recognize Jesus until he spoke her name. He spoke into her life and into her pain with a recognition of her humanity. And he gave her the permission to experience that joy in the midst of everything that she was going through. Then she knew the truth of resurrection, that death no longer has the final word. As St. John Chrysostom said in his famous Easter sermon that we read last night at our Easter vigil, Christ is risen and life is freed. And so it's in that sense of freedom that we're all given the invitation. Come to the table, those of you who have tried to follow and those of you who think you have failed. Because today is the day of resurrection. It's the day when all the chains have been broken, when all the walls have been torn down, when all the things that divide us have been washed away, and we're invited to gather as one around this table to celebrate. You have permission to experience joy because the power of love triumphs over the power of death. Christ is risen. The tomb is emptied of its dead. For Christ, having risen from the dead, is become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. That's the message of Easter. That's the message for us today, to experience that joy together. To him be the glory and power forever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.